Welcome back to the Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. We appreciate y'all joining us this morning, tuning in. Let's see what we can do by helping you, the Arizona homeowner, in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're talking about the 8 things you need to know about a remodeling contract, but we'll interrupt that conversation to take a few callers here, and we'll start with Nick calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Nick.
Hello. I was calling. I noticed this house that had been remodeled or renovated in my neighborhood, and I noticed this at other properties in the neighborhood where I do yard work. First of all, they installed milky-colored glass on the garage door so that whoever owns the house, and if they're in the garage, they cannot see through the window to the street. But my main question was, they installed this new rusty metal fence around the perimeter of the property, about 5 feet high, and I was curious, how does a rusty metal fence compare in cost to a block wall? It's an irrigated yard.
The rusty metal fence is actually more expensive.
And it's a rust look. It's not like they put up old beat up second hand recycled.
A lot of times that's exactly what they did. We had a client just recently wanted, they have a territorial style home, and they wanted copper rusted overhead garage doors. It took us 4 months to rust those doors enough to where the client was happy with them so we could hang them up on our garage. But the rust
doesn't seem to fit in with the neighborhood.
Nick, the rust is in, baby. Everybody wants rust right now.
Okay. Thank you.
It can literally be more expensive than the concrete block wall. It is a very, very in look right now. The only thing more in than rust right now is the porcelain wood faux floors.
Those are neat.
Somebody asked me the other day,
those.
Is that just a fad or is it going to stay forever? I said, I have no idea, but I can tell you this, they're cool.
And he was making a point about it didn't fit in, and that's what a lot of HOAs have done, or you know, so everything looks consistent.
Yeah,
I guess boring. You do risk somebody does something you don't like to look at, but man, have a little variety.
How can you have a chicken farm with HOAs?
Right? Oh man, I'll never live in an HOA.
Let's get Kim on the phone real quick, who's been patiently holding. We appreciate that, Miss Kim. What is your remodeling question or home improvement question for the Memorial Day weekend?
We got you now.
Hello?
Hey, Kim.
Miss Kim.
Yes. I'm replacing a toilet, but there are so many brands and models available. I'd like your opinion on a quality, cost-effective toilet.
You're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. You got a big crowd coming Monday?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, you know toilets only back up on holiday weekends, right? Super Bowl weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Everyone's over.
Only when you have everyone over. Kim, I can tell you this. We do a lot of bathroom remodeling, and we install a lot of toilets. And I'll tell you, it is one place that we buy that very often we will buy a non-American product. There is a toilet from Japan called Toto that really was the first toilet that successfully and adequately met the American government's demand of flush requirements really working. When we cut the amount of water per flush in half, Toto was really the first one that came out with a winning toilet that worked. So they made huge inroads into the American market at that point. They're a great toilet. But I tell you what, I really do try and buy Kohler every chance I get because they're made right here in America. They're made in Wisconsin. I've been to the factory. It's still family-owned. They're great products. And I can tell you this, I cannot remember the brand, but Consumer Reports says the best toilet available. It's an American-made toilet. I can't remember the brand. It's like $99.
Oh.
But I have to say, going to the KBiz show, American Standard had an amazing display of plumbing fixtures, and their toilets have come so far.
They have.
They've really figured out the low flow and all that stuff. Consumer Reports does say, you know, water flow is like the biggest thing. Make sure it's a toilet that does actually doesn't get clogged up because they've necked it down so much.
Right.
Make sure it's a comfortable height, and then decide if you want one piece or two. You know, of course, the one piece is going to be easier to clean and take care of.
Okay,
but
Kim.
If you want to sign in to Consumer Reports, you can get on there and see what people have to say.
Now, you took us here, so I'm going to finish the conversation. I want you to know that there are actually toilets out there that are hands-free. There's actually a wash and a rinse and a dry cycle available for whatever business you're conducting on that particular toilet at that particular moment. And we are putting those in for a lot of people who have a medical situation that find themselves in the bathroom a lot, and I have no reason to believe you're that person or that's your dilemma, but I'll tell you what, they are getting a lot of demand to have these units installed.
Do they have robotic arms that take your pants down too?
No, they don't. No,
you still have to do that part.
You still got to do that part on your own, but it does everything else. So that's the new wave in toilets.
Leave you with that nice visualize for the top of the hour.
My number one recommendation is find a plumber you trust, local plumber, have them install the brand they've had the most success with, and that's probably going to be the best toilet selection for you. We'll get out of the toilet in the next hour.